Harbour View is made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland under the Sound and Vision Scheme.
Eat up your breakfast.
I'm not hungry.
Ah, come on and try to eat something. You're not going to school on an empty stomach.
Niamh never finishes her breakfast.
Never mind what Niamh does. You eat yours.
That's not fair.
Life's not fair. Come on, eat a small bit more.
Why?
If you want to grow up big like your big sister.
I don't want to grow up like Niamh. She's always crying.
Just eat your breakfast.
Why?
Because I said so.
Ma'am, did you wash my gear? I need it for training tonight.
If it's on the line, it's washed, Pat.
I need them tonight, man. They're not washed.
Well, next time, put them in the wash basket after training.
What'll I do?
Can't you use the old ones?
Ah, ma'am, I can't wear them.
And why can't you wear them?
They'd all be looking at me.
I've always wondered who they are.
Tosh of the girls.
Ah, ma'am.
You're not going to a fashion show, are you?
He has a girl, ma'am.
Huh? No, I haven't. Don't mind her.
Oh. He has. I heard him on the phone. I love you. I love you.
Mouth almighty.
Ma'am, he's making faces at me.
Stop it, you two.
Siobhan, will you hurry up or you'll be late for school? Have you got everything? Your lunch, your pencils? Have you got your coat?
I don't know where it is.
Well, go and look for it.
I'll see you. I'm off.
I'll try to have the gear ready for you.
Ma'am, you're the best.
I'm a fool.
Me too.
Go on, give your sister a hug and a kiss.
Niamh's not up yet. I'd better call her.
Ah, sure, look, leave her be. She's not going into school today. She wasn't feeling very well last night.
Is she sick?
I don't know. She hasn't been well lately.
I wonder why.
What do you mean by that?
Nothing. Look, you'd better go yourself or you'll be late.
Yeah, okay, I'm off. Don't forget to pick Siobhan up from school.
I won't.
I'm off.
Ma'am, kiss.
Ah, go on, be a good girl at school.
I'm always good.
Oh, you are.
Siobhan, get your coat.
I don't know where it is.
Where did you take it off last?
I don't know.
Hey, if you're back before me, take in the washing if you get a chance.
If I get a chance. Did you find it yet, Siobhan? Look, there it is. If 'twas a dog, 'twould bite you. I'll be picking you up from school today. Come on.
If I'm good, will you buy me something after school? Mammy always does.
Only if you're good. Come on now, move it or we'll be late.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chrissy. Isn't it lovely?
Ah, sure, Laura, this weather is great for me bunions. Sure, I feel like a young one.
You wouldn't want to let the government catch you, or they'll take the pension book off you.
They might as well. They've taken everything else. I'd like to see one of them live on a widow's pension.
The usual, I suppose.
Out of the usual. And can I have a half dozen eggs? Are they fresh, Nora?
Are they fresh? They're so fresh the hens haven't even missed them yet.
Are they the eggs from the hens that run around wild now?
You mean free range?
They're the ones.
Right. Two tins of cat food, the paper, a packet of fags, and a half dozen of eggs. Are you paying for them or will I put them in the book?
I'll put them in the book for me, Nora. Shall I see you at the weekend?
Come here, Chrissy. How are your babies, Gabby and Zoe?
They're better than myself. Sure, cats are very independent. So today looking after me at this stage, I think, Nora.
Come here. Any news?
No. But I'm going downtown after to get my hair done. And I'll have a load of news for you when I get back. I suppose you heard Mrs. Doyle in our park died a couple of days ago.
No, I didn't. Sure, I hear nothing back here, stuck behind the counter all day.
Oh, she did. She got help, but she was buried yesterday. I was at the rosary. The poor thing lying there. I never saw her looking so well. You think butter wouldn't melt in her mouth.
Chrissy, you shouldn't speak bad of the dead.
It was the fags that killed her. She got a great send-off though, Nora. I hope I get a send-off like it.
Sure, all y'all will be out for you.
It might be worth my while dying soon or so. If I knew I was going to get a send-off like that. Didn't they carry her coffin all the way down to the graveyard? The new priest buried her. Did you see him yet, Nora?
No, I didn't.
Oh my God, he's a hunk. He looks like George Clooney, but he's behave a Kerry accent. He could eat at my table any day and twice on Sundays.
Chrissy, you're a scream. But it's good to laugh. Sure, we'll be dead long enough.
Oh, sure we will, girl, we will. Look, if I've any news, I'll come in the afternoon. All right, Nora. Bye,
Grant,
love.
T- Talk to you later.
Bye.
I want to look into the sun and hope it will burn the pain out of me. I want to stand in the rain and hope it will wash the pain away. I want to run up the beach against the wind and hope this pain will go away for good. I want to go where they can't hurt me anymore, where I can be without this pain inside of me.
I can't take them calling me slut, fat, and stupid anymore. I'll do anything to ease this pain. I have no friends and no one to talk to. I don't want to bother Mam and Dad. They have enough troubles of their own. Do you want me to go on?
No, that's enough.
When I was tidying her room, I found it underneath her pillow. What are we going to do?
First, put it back where you found it, or you'll never hear the end of it. We'll talk to her when she comes in.
She'll know we found her journal. She's no fool.
Look, for God's sake, stop panicking. Leave the journal back where you found it. She won't know a thing. Look, would you move out of the way? I can't see the telly with you. What did he say? Did Cork win or lose?
I don't care if Cork won or lost. I only care about Niamh.
And do you think I don't? I've just a different way of showing it.
It's true what they say. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus.
What are you talking about? With all your talk about men from Mars and whatever it is, I've missed the results.
Niamh's in.
Ah, that's not her. That's Pat. I know by the way he bangs the door.
I'll put the journal back.
You will take the hinges off that door if you're not careful. You're lucky you didn't wake up, Siobhan. How'll the training go?
Okay.
Only okay?
The same people get picked all the time. Some of them are useless. They know nothing about hurling. They get their place because their fathers have something to do with the club.
Yeah, you've got to show them who's their best.
When I get a game, I do try.
Yeah, I've missed a couple of your games now, son, but I'll be there for the next one.
Well, did you win?
It was only training. I'm going to bed. Good night.
Good night, Pat.
Pat, put your gear in the wash basket like a good man. I don't have time to be running around after you anymore.
Yeah, will you sit down before you have a breakdown? Will I make you a cup or something?
Ah, sure, look, no thanks. I'm just anxious about Niamh. Now, Mac, don't start shouting.
I won't. Niamh, would you come into the kitchen, love? We want to talk to you for a minute.
Ah, Dad, not now. I'm tired.
Niamh, just a minute, love.
Dad, don't be long. I'm really tired.
Sit down there for a while.
What do you want me for?
Are you all right? You've not been yourself for the last few months. You're not eating, you're sleeping. Siobhan can't say a word to you, and you eat her. You never take her swimming anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You're missing days from school. You're not interested in what goes on here in the home. If there's something bothering you, Niamh, I wish you'd tell us.
Yes. What's the matter with you, love?
I don't want to go to school anymore.
Oh, we've worked our hearts out to give you a good education, Niamh.
We were hoping you'd go to college, to university. We were hoping that you'd be the first McCarthy to go to UCC.
Mam, I can't go back to school.
Oh, why not, love?
You don't understand.
Help us to understand, Niamh.
I'm afraid to go to school. I don't want to go to school where people hate me. They call me fat, ugly, and a slut.
Yeah, sticks and stones will break your bones, but names will never hurt you, love.
They do, Dad. They do. It's not true that names will never hurt you. Words can cut you like a knife. When they call me fat and ugly and a slut, I come home and repeat them to myself 1,000 times, over and over again.
My God.
I look in the mirror and that's what I see. A fat, ugly slut.
Oh, but Niamh, you're a beautiful young woman, you are.
They talk behind my back, ma'am. They think I can't hear them. I can't stand walking into class. Here she is. Here she is. They push me and take everything off me. That's where my new top went, ma'am. They spread rumours about me that I was pregnant.
Oh, my God.
I have a knot in my stomach for months. No one cares.
Oh, that's not true,
no,
Niamh.
It's not.
I care. We care,
yeah, we Niamh. We do. We love you, Niamh. But you've got to let us know what's going on. Look, come over here, love. Give me an old hug.
Come on.
I love you. Look, I love you exactly as you are. I wouldn't change one single thing about you, Niamh. The colour of your hair, the colour of your eyes, how you say things, how you do things. I wouldn't want you to be any other way. We'll always love you because we are your mum and dad.
Yes.
You're so beautiful. Don't let anyone make you think otherwise.
Thanks, Dad.
You're perfect. Well, you're not that perfect. Say 99% and 1% for improvement.
Oh, sure, look. Here, darling, dry up your tears. What can we do to help?
Well, I was afraid to tell you because you'd do something about it. They'd come after me even worse. I thought I could handle it myself.
It will get worse, Niamh, if we don't do something about it, love.
Trust me, the words bullies use, they're only describing themselves.
Yeah, that's true.
I felt I was letting you down.
Not at all.
You could never let us down, Niamh. We're so proud of you.
We are.
All your exams, you come first or second in the class.
Yeah.
So what more could we ask for? We'll support you in every way we can, Niamh.
You'll have to try to ignore them, love.
I did, Dad. It's not that easy. They just kept coming after me like a pack of wolves. It's the same ones all of the time.
Yeah, who are they, Niamh? By God, I'll go down and straighten up to them
now. No, Dad, I can't tell you. It'll only make things worse.
Does the school know what's going on?
No, I haven't told them.
Niamh woke me up.
Come over here to me, love.
Why is Niamh crying?
Oh, she's got a pain in her head. Come on and I'll take you up and tuck you in.
Will you read me a story?
Oh, Siobhan, it's too late for stories.
I'll take her up. I'm going to bed anyway. I'm really tired. I think I'll actually sleep tonight.
You won't shout at me?
I won't. There'll be no more shouting.
Promise?
I pinky promise.
Good night, girls.
Night, girls.
Night. Night.
It breaks my heart to see Niamh like that.
No, I'm going straight down to that school in the morning.
No, you won't. You'll go in like a bull roaring and shouting. I'll phone the school in the morning and make an appointment to see the principal. Let me handle it.
I don't know.
Really do hope Niamh is strong enough to get through this, Mac.
Yeah, stop worrying. She's a McCarthy, isn't she?
She's not like you, Mac. She can't shake things off as easily as you do. She takes things to heart.
I suppose. Speaking of hearts, I'm glad she opened up her heart to us tonight. But I don't think she's telling us everything.
What? What do you mean, Mac?
I think those rumours could be true.
What?
She went to the doctor last week. I think Niamh's pregnant.
Niamh pregnant? I'm pregnant, Mac.
Harbour View is written by Sean O'Neill, with Will O'Brien, Ted O'Brien, Kitty Kenny, Denise O'Brien, Donny Fitzgerald, Eleanor O'Brien, James Queeley, Jesse O'Brien and Jennifer McCarthy. Theme music by Caroline Frapp. Sound engineer, Warren Tyler. Harbour View is made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland under the Sound and Vision Scheme.